The latest from podnews.net. The winter podcast upfronts, an opportunity for podcast creators to pitch to ad agencies, was yesterday in Beverly Hills in California in the US. We link to what DigiDay learnt at the event in our show notes and in our newsletter, including some very colourful descriptions of a shirtless comedian. Also at the event, Wondery released their 2019 slate of programming. The company has new partnerships with the LA Times, Bloomberg, and a new documentary from Mark Ramsey, Inside Star Wars. The company has also just launched One Plus One, about the world's greatest collaborations. Also at the winter podcast upfronts, iHeartRadio announced a new slate of true crime podcasts, starting with season 3 of Disgraceland. The season 3 premiere will be played out on iHeartMedia broadcast radio stations the day before release. WNYC's new slate includes a suite of podcasts featuring stand-up and storytelling from emerging and established comedians. They also previewed a new podcast from Gothamist, the hyper-local website that WNYC purchased a year ago. In other news, Marvel's Wolverine: The Lost Trail has a release date. It'll be exclusively available on Stitcher Premium from March the 25th. That'll cost you $4.99 a month. Wait What, the podcast creator and, quotes, media invention company, announced this morning that it has raised $4 million in funding. The company was founded by former TED executives June Cohen and Darren Triff, and is responsible for the Webby Award-winning Masters of Scale. Sonar have released a new WordPress podcast theme called CasterPress. Google Podcasts has mysteriously and quite annoyingly disappeared from Android Auto, report a number of annoyed Redditors, and me. Spreaker has added trimming functionality to its iOS app. The New York Times has promoted Theo Balcom to executive producer of The Daily and News. Congratulations as well to Cadence 13, who've been recognized by Fast Company as one of the world's most innovative. They share the accolade with Twitch, Domino's, and Mozilla. We highlight three podcasts in our newsletter and in our show notes, including Bawdy Storytelling, celebrating 12 years as a stage show this week. The two-year-old podcast has just hit 1 million downloads. It's a live storytelling podcast, much like The Moth, but covering rather different subject matter. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.